Hello and thank you for joining us today. We look forward to hearing further insight into your research. Just firstly, give us a brief introduction to who you are, where you work, and what your focus is.
Sure. And thank you for the interview. I'm Dr. Jojo Kwok, an assistant professor at the School of Nursing, the University of Hong Kong. I am a registered nurse and also a certified yoga instructor. I'm also a council member of the Hong Kong Parkinson's Disease Foundation, and I advocate behavioral approach to improve holistic well-being. My research focuses on chronic illness care, gerontology, mental health, and behavioral medicine, with a special emphasis on Parkinson's disease, PD. My ongoing research projects include the effect and also the mechanism of individual mindfulness techniques in people with PD. And in 2019, our team has initiated the first mindfulness yoga clinical trial in PD, which concluded that mindfulness yoga is an effective, safe, and superior mind-body treatment option for stress and motor rehabilitation for PD patients. And the research findings have been published in international leading journals such as JAMA Neurology and also featured as impactful news in both local and international mass media, including the Water Health and Radio Television Hong Kong.
Great, thank you. And then specifically about the research paper, just tell us a little bit about it and why this topic is so important.
This paper adopts a systematic review and network meta-analysis approach to compare the effectiveness of different behavioral interventions for managing freezing of gait in patients with Parkinson's disease. Why is it important? Freezing of gait is one of the most frustrating, disabling gait disorder affecting over 80% of PD patients. It's categorized by sudden, short, and temporary episodes of an inability to move the feet forward despite the intention to walk. In a sense, your feet are stuck to the floor, but the torso still carry a forward momentum, which frequently leads to fall and injuries. And the pathophysiology underlying freezing of gait is multifaceted. Common triggers include the motor aspect, the dysregulated stepping mechanism, and also the low motor contributions, including anxiety, stress, and cognitive decline. During the disease progression, freezing occurs more frequently and shows more resistance to dopaminergic medications. So, a complementary behavioral approach is often adopted so as to minimize the freezing episodes, as well as training the patient to unfreeze themselves in a safe condition. And in clinical and research setting, a wide range of behavioral modalities have been developed and applied to target different triggers of freezing. For example, gait training, external cueing, dual task training, and motor imaginary techniques, and so on. The research question remains on what are the most effective and optimal behavioral modalities to reduce the freezing of gait symptoms in patients' daily living, and how strong the evidence is. Although there are many trials testing individual treatment modalities, existing reviews will limit to pairwise comparison of subsets of these treatments. And in this review, we took a network meta-analysis approach to examine the comparative effect and treatment ranking probabilities of all existing behavioral strategies for freezing of gait management. And such information will help to support evidence-based research directions and recommendations regarding effective freezing of gait management for patients with PD.
Thank you. And then what is your connection between your research and medical practice? How do you hope your work will have an impact on therapies, treatments, and patient outcomes in the future?
Existing clinical pathway of PD care prioritize functional rehab, and exercise is a key component. For people with Parkinson's disease, the optimal prescription of behavioral intervention and exercise needs to be specific and effective, as well as feasible and easy to be implemented into patients' daily living. And this research paper provides evidence regarding the treatment choices and the recommended dosage. The findings conclude that obstacle training, gait training on treadmill, general exercise, action observation training, and even conventional physiotherapy all demonstrate immediate real-life benefits on reducing freezing of gait among patients with mild to moderate PD. And these findings also suggest that intervention with high complexity motor tasks may help to strengthen both motor and cognitive reservoirs, which are more likely to be useful to minimize the impact of freezing in patients' daily living. And our work helps to inform the clinical pathways for symptom management and wellness promotion for PD patients. It also hints on future research directions. Future trials should use both subjective and objective outcome measures to capture freezing of gait episodes and its consequence, as well as implementation strategies to promote sustainability of intervention in long run. And as a council member of Hong Kong Parkinson's Disease Foundation, we host regular public seminars and educational talks to promote the public awareness, holistic rehabilitation, and also capacity building for people living with PD, their caregivers, and the healthcare providers.
Thanks so much. And then finally, where could your work lead you next? And what is your dream outcome or your ultimate aim?
This work is actually inspired by our previous clinical trial of mindfulness yoga for Parkinson's disease, in which mindfulness yoga was pioneered as a rehabilitation tool for resilient training to manage psychological distress in PD patients. And from the process evaluation, it surprised us that many of the PD participants verbalized the merit of mindful walking in minimizing the severity and impact of freezing of gait in their daily life. And this feedback prompted us to further study the potential mechanisms and effects of mindfulness techniques on freezing of gait management. Hence, we conduct this review to have a better and more comprehensive understanding about the evidence of all behavioral interventions for freezing of gait. We have integrated the findings to develop a MyPace program, which stands for Mindfulness Yoga, Practice Awareness Through Cognitive Exercise. And this program incorporates different mindfulness techniques to adjust potential triggers of breathing of gait, including stress, motor dysfunction, impaired attention, and cognition. We have received funding from the Research Council of Hong Kong to initiate a full-scale randomized control trial of this program, and we are now recruiting participants to examine the effect of the MyPace program on freezing of gait. Since Parkinson's disease is a chronic and degenerative in nature, focusing on the symptoms alone can lead to frustration and sometimes disappointment because symptoms actually represent disability and vulnerabilities. So I think that holistic care should extend beyond the symptom management. And ultimately, we hope to establish a holistic, transcendent care approach and care model for PD rehab, covering problematic symptom management, as well as psycho-spiritual wellness, so as to empower the patient to live well with Parkinson's disease.
Great, Ezra. Thank you so much for chatting with us today, and best of luck with your future work.
Sure. Thank you.